Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, June 12th, 2024, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
The diverse holdings of the industrial ETF XLI. The Industrial Select Sector SPDR Fund, XLI, provides investors with exposure to the industrial sector through an index of industrial sector stocks within the S&P 500. With over $18 billion in assets under management and a low annual expense ratio of 0.09%, XLI offers an efficient route to this sector. The top 10 holdings include GE Aerospace, Caterpillar, RTX Corporation, Union Pacific, Honeywell International, Eaton, Uber Technologies, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Automatic Data Processing. XLI covers various industries such as aerospace and defense, electrical equipment manufacturers, construction and engineering firms, industrial machinery companies, and building products. As the industrial landscape evolves, XLI remains a compelling choice for investors seeking exposure to this dynamic sector. Disclaimer: this information is for research purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. Select sector SPDRs and the publisher are not liable for any decisions made based on this publication.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.